This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iraqi families laid to rest loved ones Tuesday who were killed in a deadly bombing that claimed at least 30 lives just hours earlier in a busy market in Iraq's capital. The funerals were held for the victims of the blast the night before in a crowded market in a Baghdad suburb. Iraq's military says it concluded an investigation into the bombing and found it was caused by a suicide bomber who detonated an explosives-filled vest in the middle of a popular market. Iraqi security officials initially said the attack was caused by a roadside bomb. The military said in a statement that at least 50 people were wounded in the attack. It was the third time militants had targeted the area this year. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack that occurred a day before the Eid al-Adha holiday when many residents were out shopping for gifts. The most comprehensive research yet estimates India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic were a staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead is a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerations. A report released Tuesday estimates excess deaths to be 3 million to 4.7 million between January 2020 and this June. It calculated its figures by comparing deaths to those in pre-pandemic years, considering the virus prevalence in the population, and using an existing economic survey. The report also estimated that India's initial virus surge last year killed many more people than reported, potentially causing complacency that set up conditions for the horrific surge earlier this year. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, soared about 66.5 miles or 107 kilometers above the Texas desert aboard his company's Blue Origin's New Shepard launch vehicle on Tuesday and returned safely to Earth, a historical suborbital flight that helped begin a new era of private commercial space tourism. Bezos said, quote, "Best day ever," after the space capsule touched down, kicking up a cloud of dust on the desert floor. The 57-year-old American billionaire, wearing a blue flight suit and donning a cowboy hat, was joined by three crewmates for a trip to the edge of space lasting about 10 minutes and 20 seconds. After landing and exiting the space capsules, Bezos and other crew members exchanged hugs and popped champagne, spraying each other. Bezos, the founder of e-commerce giant Amazon, and his brother Mark Bezos, who's a private equity executive, were joined by two others, pioneering female aviator 82-year-old Wally Funk and recent high school graduate Oliver Damian, an 18-year-old, now the oldest and youngest people to reach space. The flight came 9 days after Briton Richard Branson was aboard his competing space tourism company, Virgin Galactic's successful inaugural suborbital flight. More than half of Australia's 25 million people are under lockdown on Tuesday after a third state adopted movement curbs to rein in the highly contagious Delta variant of coronavirus. Australia's infections and deaths are well below other developed nations, but its use of lockdowns, prompted by a sluggish vaccination campaign, is putting pressure on the national government, with polls at their lowest in a year and just months before elections are due to be held. South Australia, a state of 1.8 million, imposed a 7-day lockdown after detecting 5 infections linked to a return traveler, just as the neighboring state of Victoria extended by a week a 5-day lockdown that had failed to stop new cases. The largest city of Sydney, where the latest Delta outbreak started before spreading elsewhere, is in the fourth week of a 5-week lockdown. And in Germany, authorities are under increasing pressure over the deadly floods that engulfed large parts of the country last week, leaving Europe's richest economy caught flat-footed by a disaster that had been predicted days earlier. Chancellor Angela Merkel is traveling to the disaster zone for the second time, and there are growing questions about how well prepared local and national authorities were for the floods that swept through defensive towns and villages last week. The floods killed more than 160 people in Germany, tearing through villages, sweeping away houses, roads, and bridges, and highlighting gaps in how warnings of severe weather are passed on to the public. Government officials have rejected suggestions they had done too little to prepare and said warning systems had in fact worked. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.